You'll find information on how to support us at the end of this podcast. The thing we're going to talk about now is lack of awareness. Lack of awareness that the Holy Spirit is with you, that the presence of God is over you. That is one of the primary reasons people don't operate in the spiritual gifts or the different types, is because they don't have any confidence that God is with them. They don't feel His presence. They don't believe, or they don't have hope that He is with them. But Jesus said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." He is always with you, but you don't know because your senses are dulled to Him. Your senses are alive to the world, but they're dull to His presence. And by praying in tongues and by worshipping in the Spirit, you will find that your senses will no longer be dulled, but they will come alive. And the senses of the world will start to grow dim. The awareness of the world will start to grow dim, and your focus will fall onto the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit. You will feel His presence over you all the time, in maybe a very small amount, but it will be there. And as you move in the Spirit, that presence will get stronger and stronger. Wherever you go, it'll be like going with somebody else, having a companion. It'd be like when you've got a friend that you go to the shopping mall with, or you go down the road, you go to the park. You are aware that He is standing beside you and walking with you. Well, that presence you can be aware of when it comes to the Holy Spirit. You can be aware of His presence continually. And as He speaks to you, you do. As He shows you in visions and dreams, you do. As He speaks through you, you will speak unto those who are lost, or even Christians who need ministering to, and the kingdom of God will turn up in whatever capacity the Holy Spirit organizes. That is operating in the spiritual gifts. But the first thing that you need to establish is your awareness in God. Lack of awareness stops everything, because lack of awareness makes you not confident in walking in the things of God, in not operating in the spiritual atmosphere. And then with that lack of awareness, also you need to have discernment to know where the enemies are influencing you, or the Lord is. You have to have that discernment, or else you'll end up prophesying rubbish. You'll end up doing rubbish and speaking rubbish into people's lives, because you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. You're being led by your flesh and by your own vain imagination, inspired by demons. So how do you get past all of that? Building yourself up on your most holy faith, keeping you in the love of God, praying in tongues. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faith is the substance. So the substance that you have that manifests in your life because of your hope is called faith. I'll say it again. The substance that manifests in your life because you have hope is faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. It's the evidence. Faith is the substance. If you don't have hope, then that substance can't manifest. That faith can't manifest. If somebody tells you something and says, "You've got no hope with this. You've got both your legs chopped off. You're sitting in a wheelchair," and somebody says, "You've got no hope that your legs are ever going to grow back. And you are never, ever going to manage any faith to get out of that wheelchair with legs." So first you have to figure out, is there any possibility of hope? So you read your Bible and you find that Jesus healed the maim. That's the ones who had digits cut off, legs cut off, legs all mangled up. The lame were the ones who couldn't walk, but the maimed were, you know, the ones that were all bent up and broken and everything, and had legs amputated, hands, arms, they're maimed. Jesus healed them. That gives us hope. So, as Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I now send you. So if Jesus went and did all this stuff, we can do it as well, because Jesus is, he is calling us to do these things. He's giving us authority. He's giving us ability. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I now send you. So that gives us confidence. We have hope that we can operate in the same capacity as Jesus did. So how do we do that? Well, we've got the okay with Jesus. Now all we've got to do is get the ability. So we manifest the faith, the substance, and we build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And that keeps us in the love of God. And that substance, that faith is the substance, starts manifesting in our life, because we have confidence in what God has said through Jesus by the Holy Spirit. We have hope, and then we give that substance possibility, and as we pray, that possibility starts manifesting. It starts becoming relative in our life, substance, and that's what we use. We have the same promises that Jesus operated in. So that gives us hope. And with that hope comes faith. So how would you operate in that? Well, you're sitting in your wheelchair, you've got no legs, but you know the Bible says that maimed people were healed. People with no legs, one leg grew back, arms grew back in front of the disciples in the first century in the gospel. And that would have freaked people out. So it's possible. So all things are possible, right, to them when it comes to God. Jesus even said that. Even Peter said, how are we going to have this faith, when he said about, you know, forgiving your brother all these times and they keep messing up against you? Well, he said 70 times 70. And Peter said, give us great faith, increase our faith, because I don't think I can do this. He said all things are possible with God, when it concerning God, okay? So what I would do is, I know that I could get out of the wheelchair, but I need the faith to do it. And the faith's going to come because I know the truth is real. I know that there is a possibility. So I know that I have hope. I'm not in hopelessness. So how would I start the ball rolling? Well, I would start to build up my faith. I'd start to build up my most holiest faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So what would I do? Well, I would sit in that wheelchair and I would disregard everything else, worrying about ministering to other people, worrying about anything else but this one task, getting out of the wheelchair. And I would be sitting there and I'd pray in tongues. I would worship in that wheelchair, and I would thank God for his boundless love over us, and that And I would pray to him with thanksgiving that he has called me to walk in abundant life. And I would speak these things out, and I would pray in tongues, and I would declare that there is nothing impossible to them that love God. There is nothing that holds me back. And I would start declaring these things. I'd start praying in tongues. And if it took a week, it took a month, it took a year, I would continue to do it, because the hope, I would maintain that hope. And eventually, I would get out of that wheelchair. I can guarantee you that you will get out of that wheelchair, because God has shown me how to transform people's lives through the power of God, through faith and hope. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again. People just don't believe in the presence of God, or have no confidence in the presence of God. But lack of awareness of God, lack that he actually cares about you, that he actually is there with you, that he's closer than a brother, lack of that awareness is the first thing that's going to stop you from operating in the miraculous, in the giftings, gifts of healing, words of knowledge, prophetic utterances, all of these things. So you need to work on that awareness factor. Lack of awareness will cause everything to fail because you have no hope that he's actually even there listening to you or that he's working with you personally. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, it says around 20, about 18 up to 20, it says, and they went everywhere and the Lord went with them, working with them and confirming the word with signs following. So the Lord went with them and he worked with them and he confirmed the word with signs following. He spoke into their lives and they went and did it. They spoke it the signs just come. The manifestation of the kingdom of God came. So the first thing you need to worry about is lack of awareness. And by praying in tongues, by worshiping God, then you will find that awareness will start to manifest and he will start to fill your life with his thoughts. He'll start to fill your life with his ideas. You'll start to imagine things that you've never imagined before. And that imagination will start to come from the kingdom of God. And he will start to inspire you as to who you are in him, in Jesus. And then as you get that confidence, confidence that he is actually speaking to you, then there's a physical awareness. I continually have the presence of God over me all the time. Everything I do, everywhere I go, all the things that I participate in, he is with me. Not just in philosophy, but in reality. I actually experience his presence all the time. Wherever I go, I look through the lens of God. Wherever I go, I look through the lens of his experience. There's no lack of awareness with me. Only because I found this presence of God and I operated out of it. And all of these things are manifesting over and over again. They are coming to pass. I go to a person's house. I feel the presence of angels. I know that we need to do something because they're here to minister. I lift my hands and I start praying. And all of a sudden, I'm inspired to pray for that person. And then that person. And then that person. And healing comes. Breakthrough comes. So that's not because of philosophy or maybe some mind control stuff. It's a reality we step into. We step into this God-inspired, God-manifested reality. And when we step into that, the giftings start happening. You know, we had this lady. She had a Down syndrome boy. He's about 25 years old. She's spirit-filled. She's seen angels and all of these things. So she's not some Christian who has seen nothing or experienced nothing. But I said to her, if you put your hand on your boy every day and speak life into him and pray in tongues over him and speak the chromosomes to be fixed up in his life and in his body, you will find that his facial features will change. His bodily features will change. His whole structure will start to change. And it will change, maybe take a year, might take 2 years, but he will change. I said to her, take a photograph of him. And every couple of months, take another photograph of him. And you will see a change. Just like when you see somebody who's beautiful and they have a car accident, and then all of a sudden over, you go back and see them after 6 months and they're all tangled up, their arms are all twisted up, their teeth are all buckled, they dribble out the mouth, and they look ugly. Let's face it. They don't look pretty. They look ugly. They are deformed. They're going backwards. They're going from pretty, beautiful, to ugly. The symmetry of their face changes, and they look ugly. They look deformed. How about reversing the process? So if the darkness, right, and spirits of infirmity can do that to a beautiful person, how much more can the power of God, right, and the awareness of God and the promises of God and the hope that God loves you and he wants to transform your life, how much more can you fix up something that's broken? How much more? But we need faith, and we need that faith will only come if we have hope. And if we're continually told by the enemy, God's never going to do this for you, you've ripped it, you've broken it, you're never going to ever be in front of God. He'll never let you within a mile of him because you're not worthy. And you listen to those. When you listen to those rubbish lies, then hope starts to fade into your life. And it is impossible to operate. And God is not happy with those that draw back. Right, and the kingdom of God operates by faith, because we believe in the, and we hope, we believe in the truth and in the promises of God. So lack of awareness is the first thing that will stop you from operating the spiritual gifts. So what we'll do is we'll leave that there now. And our next thing we'll talk about wisdom, the gift of wisdom. So if you'd like to help Donna and I out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.